Do you lie awake at night pondering life's big questions? Is there a God? What is the meaning of life? How would one do an hour-long sports show without ever actually talking about sport? If yes, we can help you answer 33% of these pressing questions. All you have to do is check out the starting block on tavshow.com, Periscope, Stream Me, or YouTube, Wednesday mornings at 3 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. You can also download the podcast on iTunes just by searching for The Starting Block in the store or at thestartingblock.podbean.com. Or if you're really desperate for answers, why not check us out on Twitter at The Starting Block. No K at the end, don't forget to drop that K. Enlightenment is now only a click away.
Public Radio's loss is tavshow.com's gain. You're listening to The Starting Block.
Hey, welcome to Starting Block for another week. You've got myself, Greeno, and I'm joined by a man who's refusing to shave at the moment, but it has nothing to do with that fucking Gillette ad, I'll tell you that much. My co-captain Damon, how are we, sir?
Very good, Greeno. Good evening to you. Good evening to all the boys and girls out there on board the listenership. And as always, Greeno, the blockheads.
In the millions.
Tuning in right round the world. Bit of controversy about the Gillette ad, Greeno. Is it the best a man can get?
I don't understand what people are so upset about.
Oh, okay. You don't?
No, I don't get it.
Well, don't you think it's the overt tendency to lean on social justice narratives?
It's just like guys, don't be a fuckwit. Yeah, that's the general principle of the ad. I have no qualms with, you know, people saying
like small boys like having rough play, for example, that would now be considered like toxic masculinity.
Why not? I want everyone to be boring and neutral and as grey and bland as possible.
So you excel.
Yeah, exactly.
So you look better.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And be clean shaven.
Yeah.
It's an exciting episode, man. We've got, it's time to debut a new segment to kick off the show.
Oh, really?
It's very unlike us to actually get straight into the show, but okay. It needs to be done because...
It needs to be done. Hard finish.
Yeah, hard finish. Hard because finish. We cut to a background, kimono, pool, yes. Open, whatever.
Open, yeah.
Due to work.
Also unshaved.
Yeah, also unshaved. there's some waxing done, though.
There is a little bit of waxing
done. Yeah.
Just around the edge, a little trim.
Just for tidiness. Yeah, have to do a hard finish at a certain point now. So you'll notice that a little bit earlier again this week. Mm. Simple fact that, yeah, you know, crazy little thing called a job.
The job.
Is impeding this show.
Yeah.
Yet again. Something.
I was thinking, what about plan B? Why don't we rig you up at your home with Mike? And you've got the new laptop now. How's the new laptop going, by the way? The new addition to the family.
The laptop's sensational.
Is it? Have you been watching like 3 or 4 baseball games at once on it?
Well, no baseball's kicked off yet, but I found dodgy streams of other sports.
Dodgy streams.
So they're working a treat.
I do have to warn you, though, about dodgy streams. Mm. There is a tendency for them to deliver unwanted packages onto your hard drive.
That as well, yeah. Plenty of security already put on the hard drive.
Okay,
you got the
VPN going?
I got the VPN. It's all happening.
Okay, good stuff.
So it's all there.
But why don't we rig you up at home? I've got extra equipment here. Do you remember ages ago you gave me that?
The board.
Yeah, it's like a USB interface.
Yeah.
Like, I've still got that.
Yeah.
So we could rig you up at home with a microphone.
The issue isn't with the rigging up. Mm. It's getting more than a minute and a half of silence at my home.
See, I don't think it's going to be that much of a problem because we can put a noise gate in software-wise on your laptop. That means that only when you're speaking into the microphone, you'll hear noise.
It's not about that. It's the daughter who won't leave me alone for more than a second and a half, even when I'm trying to take a shit. I don't even have the 5-minute dump time to myself anymore.
Okay.
So the ability for me to sit here for an hour and a half over the computer, have a chat without someone going, Daddy, what are you doing? Daddy.
Maybe she'll become the star of the show then.
Yeah, it's not going to work. That's why I drive over here every week. How did we get off track already?
I don't know.
I was trying to do a hard finish.
Hard finish.
Hard finish. Got to be out of here by nine.
Now we're already behind. We're already behind dropping segments now.
I'm going to drop the Twitter poll.
No, you got to go with the Twitter poll.
So we've got Stefan Sears on board as our official pollster. The man's very passionate about polls.
Yes.
So we're like, look, let's put his passion to good use.
Yep.
Because I'm too lazy to do it myself.
But what will become evident by the end of this segment is he has no experience being an official Twitter pollster.
But he'll learn on the job.
He'll learn on the job. He's going to learn the hard way.
He is going to learn the hard way, but that's fine.
He's in the chat, by the way, Greeno, so this is good critique.
It is, yeah.
Coming your way,
this is live
Steph.
Feedback. We did this with BE when he first started the Easy UK report. And have a look where he is now.
That's right.
Earth Reporter.
BE asked, did you get your computer from Cash Converters?
Mate.
Tight ass.
Yeah. No. Well, did you listen to last week's show, BE? I pointed out I gave myself a 2-week freedom of spend.
Ah, that's when the computer was purchased.
So I went out and splurged on some very expensive shit.
Yep.
However, it would have been a good idea. Could have saved a few bucks at Cash Converters.
Save a few bucks.
Just a couple.
Yep.
Get it traded in for a crackhead.
Yeah, get a crackhead's machine.
Yeah.
Or at least one that he stole.
Oh, yeah, he stole.
From somebody
he didn't
else.
Buy it, no. But yeah.
Yep.
Might be some gear for Ted Dabrowski.
On the gear. By the way, Sinsoak has not joined us. I think he was really pissed off by last week.
All right, well, wait till we get to the Periscope comments. And that'll sum it up. As verbally agreed Twitter rep for the starting block, the first poll of the year. Stefan put it out about show content. So we asked which segments did you want back for this year, because I was tempted to scrap a few.
Yep.
So the first one I was planning on scrapping was the Periscope comments.
Periscope comments from last week.
Just in general, for every week.
Every week.
Scrap them.
Don't even mention comments at all.
No.
Pretend like they're not there.
Exactly. Right. So percentage of the vote, keep Periscope comments, 56%.
Wow.
So it looks like Periscope comments will continue.
Okay, fair enough.
With much less cricket, 13% of the vote.
Right.
More smut.
Yep.
25% of the vote.
25%.
And this one didn't shock me. But it's all, we're already going to put it in action.
Yep.
Greeno's face on cam again.
Yep.
Only 6%.
Only 6%. So 94% of the people
don't want my
want,
face.
Yep.
So fuck me off.
Okay.
Let's put a better photo up.
It's Cocky the Gamecock.
All right. So so we're the people show. Yeah. You know, you asked.
You,
we
you
delivered.
Get what you want.
94% of people don't want my face on cam.
That's right.
Done.
So, too easy. So the Periscope comments stay.
Periscope comments stay.
And this is a good lesson, because now I can predict Stefan Sears is going to be saying, oh, hang on. People weren't saying take Greeno off camera. Yeah. Too bad, mate.
Yeah.
The way you structured the poll.
You've got to structure the poll.
That's right. That's right.
It looks like 94% of people don't want me on cam.
There you go. First lesson learned.
Yeah,
there.
Lesson one.
For the pollsters.
Sensei. Option five, though, because you can only put four in the thing, and people were able to like this option.
Yep.
Keep on your fucking schedule. No more half hour early crap.
Oh, well, here we are.
That got 5 likes. That was 30% of the vote.
Oh, okay. So, but hang on. Isn't this the people show? So we have gone half an hour early, though.
Yeah, we did go half an hour early, but only 30% didn't want us half an hour early.
Yeah, but more people didn't want us half an hour early than wanted you on camera. Got to be.
Yeah, true. That's the thing, yeah. A lot more. 24% more people wanted to.
So we should have gone half an hour later.
Half an hour later. But so, then it'd be a half-hour show.
That's right.
Because we've got a hard finish.
Hard finish.
So based on the fact that they want us to keep the Periscope comments, I had a look at the ones from last week.
Yes.
They were all from Sinsoaked.
All from Sinsoaked.
Comment number one, go fuck yourself, Greeno. Comment two, I hope you die a slow and painful death, Greeno.
Did he really say, I hope you die?
No, he didn't. He didn't actually say that.
Damn it.
He wasn't happy, though.
He wasn't happy, no.
The only messages I've got on Twitter from Sinsoak this week is basically not happy with you, man up. You did
man
the wrong
up.
Thing.
Wow.
Personally, you know, people show went the right way.
Yep.
And the torrents of abuse probably not going to get me made to do the decision.
One of the blockheads got in touch with me, Greeno, privately and asked, do you think Sinsoak is really upset? And I said, I don't think so, but if he is, it'll be even funnier.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can't lose.
We can't either way.
Maybe that should be this week's Twitter poll.
You reckon that's a Twitter poll?
Maybe.
Is Sinsoak generally upset?
It's not up to us anymore, because we do have the official
look at the official pollster. He's the one. He peruses the landscape.
That's right.
And decide what the people want to answer questions
takes
about.
Takes a top-down view of the battlefield.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, and puts the questions out there that are going to shape the show.
That's right.
In the right way. A la... No more Greeno on camera.
Cocky the Gamecock.
Cocky the Gamecock is dead.
Yeah.
Interesting though, side note, notice despite Sinsoak's efforts in the chat last week to say unfollow the block, give them those things, not one person unfollowed us.
Really?
Including Sinsoak. So he didn't even heed his own advice.
So there we go.
Okay. So he didn't really, maybe he didn't really mean it.
Oh, maybe he just forgot.
Maybe he's watching from a different account today.
Could be.
Not from his usual. So hello, Sinsoaked, if you're watching.
Welcome aboard.
Thanks for joining us.
I like stories about pinatas.
This definitely puts him behind the eight ball when it comes to the Unity rankings. So.
Yeah, not much Unity happening thus far.
No.
Greeno story time demo.
What do you
it's,
got?
Because it's a hard cut, we're almost finished segment one already.
Yeah.
We're only 12 minutes in.
Wow.
It's unheard of.
It's like the old days when we were on the radio. Greeno.
Actually had a, actually had some structure.
Yeah.
And a segment.
Not anymore.
Some content.
Yeah. actually had a show.
Actually had a show. Yeah. Actually put some effort in.
Yeah.
When you messaged me that once again, kimono pull. Mm. We were talking, I'm like, oh, you know, what time are we going tonight? Like, what's live? And you're like, gotta be out by, you know, X time.
Correct.
And I'm like, that's good because I put nothing in the rundown.
Yeah.
But then I realized when I got home today, I'm like, there's literally nothing in the rundown. How are we even going to fill the hour?
Yeah, well, we're doing a pretty good job so far.
We do what we can.
About 13 or 14 minutes now.
Lots of Don Camaro ads tonight.
Can I open a little kimono as well?
Is this a demo story time?
No, it's not really a story time.
Oh, kimono then, yep.
How hot was it today? About 40 degrees in the local money?
Thereabouts.
Okay.
40 degrees Celsius, which is about, 104 degrees Fahrenheit?
104, 105, mm-hmm. something like that. So we are actually doing the show today with the studio door open. This is the first time on the show.
That's correct, yeah.
You would think it would happen more often because we don't have a working doorknob.
Yeah, exactly. You think, normally we've got the studio box in front of the door. Before that, it was the studio gurney.
The studio gurney, that's right. Which we come in to hose off the blood and sweat.
Yeah, exactly.
That we put
sweat
into
on
this
the
show.
The drips,
That's right.
But once again, another quick kimono pull. A lot of kimono pulled early.
Yes.
Your lovely wife came home just before we went live to air.
Yeah.
And you were like, look, too hot, doors open.
Mm.
And she's like, is that code for me to not talk? And we're like, yeah.
Correct.
So I noticed as soon as she walked in, not even a hello. From us to her, it was just, don't make any noise.
Shut up.
She had the headphones on already in the bedroom.
That's right.
So hello to your lovely wife.
She saw that as a bonus. She didn't have to fucking go through the pleasantries.
The pleasantries, no chit-chat, no small talk.
No.
How was your day? None of that shit.
None of that.
Is my story time still open?
Yeah, it's still open.
Still open. Now, here's the thing, Damo. I have a...
Sinsoak just joined us.
He just joined us.
So we were just slagging him off for not being here in the first 5 minutes.
Yeah. Admittedly, we did go early.
We did go early.
So in his defense, I'll stick up for him even though the torrents of abuse have coughed all week.
Yeah.
It's not his fault we started early. I have a weird obsession with observing homeless people.
Observing homeless people.
Because I work in the city. There's a lot of homeless people around.
I work in the city too. I see them a lot.
There's heaps. Yeah. So basically their behaviours just kind of always intrigue me because there's tiers of homelessness.
Yeah. See, you see them during the day when they're up and about.
Yeah.
I only see them at night when they're asleep in doorways.
Boring.
Yeah. It's
boring.
It's kind of like going to the zoo.
Yeah. It is.
You know, like the pandas are just laying there.
Poke
it's like, come
stick.
On, wake up.
Wake up. Do something.
Entertain me, you stupid lion.
This man entertained me, Damo, but I couldn't get my head around it. So walking to get a coffee, and there's a homeless man just sitting there. He's sitting down.
Mm.
Quite a warm day.
Yes.
But what he's got on his head, that's one sock.
One sock.
Not like pulled over the head, flat, forward facing, like a mohawk, one sock. The sock was dry from all looks.
Ah, it's because I was going to say maybe he ran it under a tap to just put on there, keep his head cool.
Sock was dry.
Dry sock.
Now, I'm trying to get my head around why a homeless man would have a dry sock. Didn't cover the whole head. Wasn't a big sock. Wasn't a wide sock. Wasn't a stocking.
Yeah, just
talking,
a regular business
talking
sock.
Talking regular, you know, fist width.
Okay.
Sock.
Fist width.
Wasn't like a full Malay length, just, you know, just covered the top of the dome.
Okay.
So there was still a bit of skin at the back, obviously the front and on the sides.
Yeah.
What would the possible reason for a homeless man have for one sock on his head?
Maybe it was wet and he was drying it in the hot sun.
You think it's like a head clothesline scenario?
That's right.
And if I rocked up maybe an hour later, maybe a pair of Reg Grundy's.
Yes.
An hour after that.
Absolutely.
You know, maybe the other sock.
The other
an
sock.
An hour after that. Jock strap.
T-shirt.
T-shirt, whatever it may be.
One item at a time.
One item at a time. Okay, fair point.
Yeah.
All right, I'm gonna say that that's a Columbo solution right there.
I like it. He's MacGyvering it.
Yeah, he is. He's like, look, I can't afford line. I can't afford Hills Hoist.
Jules in the chat saying he's making some kind of statement.
You reckon statement?
A statement about the world, maybe.
about what would the statement be with socks, though?
I don't know. A lot of homeless people have a lot of interesting theories about how the world works.
Yeah. So I've got one. Mm. You know, get a job and a home.
Maybe he's wearing a sock on his head as if to say we're all underneath somebody's feet.
You reckon like it's an oppression?
A political statement.
It's like, I'm not going to be under. No, wouldn't that be like under the thumb, under the man? Like, I don't know.
Well, you
maybe
can't
a glove
really,
or something on top.
I mean, yeah, but it's hard to come across a glove when you're homeless.
Yeah, true.
I mean, it's hard to come across shoes.
Yeah.
Socks, on the other hand, people throw out socks all the time.
Really? But I don't put them in a charity bin.
No.
Socks, things that do and don't do go in a charity bin.
Yeah, good
anything
question.
That touches genitals does not go in a charity bin.
Wait, you put socks on your genitals?
Cock socks, yeah.
Cock sock. Cock sock.
Point number two, anything that's feet related.
Feet related.
So socks, no.
Yep.
Stockings, none of that business.
Mm.
They're my two general rules for, you know, charity bin stuff. Okay.
Some people put a lot of weird stuff into charity bins, like TVs, prams, board games.
I put something in it back because we were doing a bit of a clean out of the house.
So people treat it like a dump?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah.
And I was doing the same because I was like... Just going through our house.
You're so generous. You just love to give.
Tidying up shit and like, okay, we don't need this, don't need this, don't need this.
Mm.
And we had six. I didn't realize I'd put it in the charity bag because I was like, yeah, just get rid of it. We don't need it.
Yep.
Because this is what the homeless need.
Yeah.
It was a chandelier style thing of Christmas lights.
To brighten somebody's day.
To brighten someone's day.
All they need now is a PowerPoint.
A PowerPoint, yeah, exactly. Or, you know, mobile battery. Who knows?
That's true. I would love to see a homeless person in a doorway somewhere surrounded by Christmas lights.
Just Christmas lights.
Wrap themselves in Christmas lights,
you know. Yeah. 'Tis the season.
Yeah. I mean, just because you're homeless doesn't mean you can't be joyful.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Get in the spirit, sir.
Yeah.
I like stories about piñatas.
Good story time.
Close story time. Somehow we're 20 minutes in. Let's hit an ad.
Yep.
Because we've got to do the hard finish.
Hard finish.
And we'll be back.
Friend and foe alike, join me, Varun Prasad, every week on the Common Discourse Weekly Roundup podcast. You can follow the show on @TCDTweet on Twitter and Periscope. Subscribe to the show on YouTube, StreamMe, iTunes, or your preferred podcast platform. If you like what you hear, or you would like to express your raging discontent, please consider leaving us a review. The Common Discourse, independent political opinion, thought, and analysis for the people, by the people.
Now with less than 3% sport content, it's The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.
Welcome back to The Block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Remember, if you want to get in touch with us, do so via the little blue bird, Greeno. Follow Greeno on Twitter at The Starting Block. One word, drop the K at the end. Do not forget to drop that K. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Also, YouTube, Stream Me, Periscope, Greeno, the podcast, iTunes and Podbean, thestartingblock.podbean.com. And of course, except for all of that stuff, as always, exclusive and live to TAVshow.com, Greeno.
That's right, exclusive there.
Can we give a nice Gary to somebody?
Yeah,
I've got a nice Gary.
Nice Gary.
Nice Gary.
I wanted to give a nice Gary to Jules in the chat.
Yep.
Jules has been... watching this show for a while, Greeno.
Okay.
Here every single week.
Yep.
Making comments. And I just thought I'd give Jules a follow.
Okay.
Just for that, because I'm seeing Jules every single week making little comments.
Yep.
He, she, whatever. We're not going to assume gender here. We're the Gillette of podcasts.
Okay. Yep. No gender assignment.
No toxic genders at all.
No, definitely not.
Everybody's an ambiguous automaton.
Yep.
With no genitalia whatsoever.
Yep.
Like Barbies.
Exactly.
Barbie Ken doll situation going on there.
Because we can't differentiate between a male
and
a female.
Well, they're basically the same. If you take their pants off and flip them upside down, they're the same person, Barbie and Ken.
Aren't we all?
Aren't we all, really?
Take their pants
hopefully
off and flip
one
them
day,
upside down.
One day.
Yeah, that's it.
One day.
Welcome aboard, Jules.
Yeah.
Not welcome aboard. I've been there a while.
But like an official acknowledgement.
Yeah, official shout out.
Of joining us.
Because we do give shout outs to pretty much everyone else in the
of
chat.
Of being a blockhead.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Right. That's right.
Something I forgot to, actually, before I move on to the next topic is, what's the go with everyone on Twitter at the moment posting pictures from 10 years ago and today?
Is there what? I haven't noticed.
I've been seeing a timeline all week.
I think we run in different circles on Twitter.
Must have. Because all I've seen all this week is, yeah, here's a picture from 10 years ago. Here's a picture of me now. Who would have thought people age over the space of 10 years?
Really?
Yeah. Crazy notion, I know.
I don't know. I think you and I pretty much look the same that we did 10 years ago.
I beg to differ.
You beg to differ.
I beg to differ.
I'm perhaps a little more portly.
Just a tad.
Yeah.
I'm definitely far from the anorexic 45 kilo.
Buff.
Just a tad.
A little more buff.
Compared to a decade ago.
You know, doing weights and building up your neck muscles specifically, Greeno, that would fall into the category of toxic masculinity, I hope you
reckon
know.
That. You reckon the beefcake falls into the toxic masculinity?
Oh, very much so. It's very aggressive, Greeno.
What if instead of fattening up my neck, I was fattening up, calves?
Yeah, it's still toxic behavior.
Still.
Yeah. Any kind of work that you do on yourself to build up your own physique, I think falls into the category of aggressive male behavior, which needs to be stopped.
Fair call.
Needs to be stopped.
Something I forgot from last week, if I may. Sexist and misogynist and chauvinist and sexist and misogynist. This one's in relation to Serena Williams. Whilst we're off, she was announced as I can't remember which magazine or TV channel it was. Something Sports Woman of the Year.
Oh, okay.
For 2018.
For the 50th time.
Okay, so first and foremost, the first issue I have with that.
Yep.
Do you know how many Grand Slams Serena Williams won last year?
Zero.
Correct, zero. So already, in her chosen sport, in her chosen field, I can probably think of four people that probably should have finished ahead of her.
Yep, correct.
Point number one.
But she won it because she had a kid, probably.
Now, point number two comes to that. Now, what was the most memorable thing that happened of Serena Williams' achievements last year?
Going absolutely bitch cakes when losing the US Open.
Whilst cheating.
Yes, whilst cheating.
And then when she was caught out on cheating, refused to acknowledge that she cheated.
Exactly. Yep. And just blamed racism.
Yep.
Before her being caught cheating.
Exactly.
Yep.
So there's point number two. Now, point number three is in her acceptance speech.
Yes.
She pointed out that her win was for all working mothers out there.
Now, yes, all working millionaire mothers.
Yeah. Now, let's fucking back up that train a little bit. Firstly, you're not a fucking working mum. No. Playing tennis is, it's your profession.
Yes.
That's not a 9-to-5 job.
It's not a 9-to-5.
When you fly in and out on private jets.
Yes.
When you, firstly, that's one aspect.
Personal masseuse.
Like, that's not work. You work in a
team of nannies.
Yeah.
Looking after bub.
Yeah, you don't need regular tournaments. You basically shop for the Grand Slams. You work.
Yeah.
8 weeks a year.
Like I would be prepared to call it a win for working mothers if halfway through a tennis match she puts down the racket, says, sorry guys, mum stuff.
Gotta feed. Gotta feed the baby. Gotta rock to sleep.
Gotta change a diaper.
Yeah. Now that brings me on to my next point.
On the court.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many times throughout the course of the night do you reckon Serena's getting up to the bub during tournament time?
Not often.
You reckon the fucking horde of nannies that she's got? She's got 17 nannies, are taking care of the baby.
In fact, I would suggest that if Serena is laying in bed and he's woken by the sound of the baby crying, a nanny loses their job.
Yeah. Nanny automatically sacked.
Automatically gone. She's now Scrooge.
So that kind of bugged me a little bit.
That's fair enough.
Working mothers, come on.
Yeah.
Have a look at yourself.
This is a win for working mothers everywhere. One, you didn't win everything.
And I'm sure those single US moms who are working three jobs just to pay the rent.
Oh, they appreciate it.
Can you know?
You go, girlfriend.
Can sit there. They were too busy.
The upside is they were too busy to come across Serena's idiotic comment
because they were busy working 70 hours a week,
feeding and changing diapers.
100%. Yeah, and then trying to take care of their kids.
Yep.
So that was that. Sorry, I got distracted. But had to do a bit of chauvinist and sexist. Time for a bit of hot stove, Damo.
Yes.
Now I've had enough.
You're out.
I've seen. We sent the stove back.
Yeah. To get repaired.
To get repaired.
Because it was under warranty because it was a brand new fucking stove.
It was a brand new stove and no heat has happened. Like I said, we're now a month away from a month and 6 days until the first ball game for the first pitch is done in spring training.
Greeno, comment in the chat about our discussion regarding Serena.
Yeah,
this is toxic masculinity.
Really? This is toxic masculinity, pointing out facts.
Yeah, so we have to, absolutely pointing facts. Out facts. You can't point out facts.
That there's four people in her chosen profession that are more qualified to be the sports person of the year.
Exactly.
Or
we discussed.
Or that she isn't like a regular working mum.
Like
she
we
has
discussed in the start of the show, Greeno, young boys having rough play, that's now toxic masculinity.
Mm.
Just doing regular man stuff.
Yeah.
Is toxic masculinity. and, you know, questioning things about the world and discussing real facts is just regular man stuff. Yeah. That's got to go.
Yeah. It's bullshit. Go. It's bullshit. You're putting facts in the story.
Whenever a woman says or does something, if you don't want to be a toxic male, you just have to go along with it.
Just go along with the fact that she has.
They're now in charge. You understand that, right?
That she's a 9-to-5 mum.
That's right. Whatever she says is reality.
Yeah.
Whatever she says is actually happening.
Fair enough.
That's what's happening.
Fair point.
Okay.
Do we need to...
Yes. Good call. Facts are sexist.
Yeah, exactly. Facts are definitely sexist.
Yeah.
Hot stove time. Mm. Now, set the stove back. Just over a month away from season starting.
Yep.
And still 240 free agents available.
Yes.
Now, I saw a tweet from Aussie MLB player Peter Moylan today, and he was kind enough to respond to my tweet.
Was he really?
Yeah, because I asked him, because he was talking about the free agent market, and I'm like, look, out of interest, Pete, have you had any offers? Or is it a fact, because they're talking about how the teams are like, well, we'll just wait you guys out. Like, if you don't want to sign, because the longer it goes, the cheaper you're going to be.
That's right.
And I said, look, have you knocked back offers because they weren't in the ballpark, like price range, or have you not received any offers? Yeah. And he's like, look, I haven't received any offers. And last year, he didn't get his first offer till February anyway.
Really?
So he's not kind of too nonplussed.
Okay. He just works on one-year contracts, basically.
Yeah. Well, he's 36 years of age, and he's a relief pitcher. So he always picks up a job here or there.
Yep.
Just see how he goes.
Gets a few innings through the year.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. But with that being said, still all these people out there without jobs and free agency. So I had to send the stove back.
Ah.
So the stove is back.
Okay.
And then I called the manufacturer because I'm like, well, we've got to get this bad boy heated up.
That's right.
When am I going to get my replacement stove?
Yes.
They're saying 3 to 4 weeks.
3 to 4 weeks?
So I had to speak to the manager. I said, mate, this is not good enough.
Mate.
It's an inside gags.
Yeah.
That's what you want in this show. Exactly. More inside gags.
Yeah, that's right.
So
we haven't packed in enough yet.
No.
There isn't enough shit that you and I only find funny and for no reason whatsoever.
That's
it's in the show.
Yeah, that's
we don't explain it.
It's the whole show.
Yeah. Just one continuous in joke.
It's an inside gag.
That's right.
And so I said, look, I want to speak to your manager. And the guy's like, look, sorry, man, the manager's at lunch at the moment. I said, well, I'll wait.
Question in the chat, Greeno, how has this turned into a sports show? What happened to less than 3% sports?
Well, we're
talking about a stove.
Yeah.
Yeah. The stove going back to the manufacturer.
Yeah. And the last thing wasn't about sport. That was about, you know, sexist.
Sexist, yeah.
Because I was putting facts in the story.
Even though it was about a sports person, though.
Yeah, well, sports person of the year, apparently, even though, you know, four
But does that not qualify as talking about sports?
No, not at all, because that was about an award, not the actual sport.
See, I think you're being a toxic male again.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. Yeah, I think I need to. There you go.
So I said, look, I'll wait out. Mm. How long is he on lunch for? They're like, back in an hour. I'm like, that's cool. Put me on hold.
Really?
And I listened to the music, and it was just that elevator type music.
Yep.
Which I can deal with.
Okay. One of Sting's classics.
One of Sting's classics.
Elevator form.
Yeah, when he was playing what's the thing he plays? The harp.
The sitar?
The sitar is what I'm thinking of there.
Yeah.
And then it got me thinking about Kama Sutra.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Okay, another form of toxic masculinity.
Well, not really.
Yes.
Not if it's, it's all about pleasuring the woman in that regard.
No, you're not supposed to enjoy sexual exploits at all. Sex is, you're actually supposed to weep after sex, Greeno.
Oh, is that a bad thing now?
Yeah, that's right. Correct. Because if sex was good, that would drive your behavior. So we must eliminate that.
Yeah.
We must eliminate that from the repertoire of male behavior.
Yep.
So you're supposed to actually find sex not enjoyable at all.
Eunuch style. Yeah.
Correct. If you could just castrate, that would be fantastic.
Just rub our lumps together.
That would be fantastic.
So I was on hold for an hour, and it got to the end of the hour, and then who I thought was the manager picks up.
Mm-hmm.
It turns out that wasn't the manager.
That wasn't the manager.
I was speaking to the assistant manager. And I said,
the assistant. Come on, man. You're not the manager.
And I said, I've waited an hour to speak to you. And he's like, sir, no need to be angry. I'm like, look, the stove hasn't been hot all off-season.
Mm.
What am I meant to do if I can't even get a replacement stove?
That's right.
You guys sold me a dodgy stove in the first place.
That's right.
And have a look at what's happened. We've had like 7 signings all year.
Exactly.
If it wasn't for crazy Uncle Jerry and his little side, but thankfully we bought the side burner, Dave.
Yeah,
Otherwise we'd be proper fucked. We'd have no cooking utensils whatsoever.
We'd have nothing. So did you tell this guy you're fucking the whole show?
Yeah, you're ruining the hot stove segment.
Exactly.
And he said, look, I'll tell you what.
Mm.
We'll cut it down to 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
And 50% cash back.
Okay, I like it. Yeah. We're back on board. But this is the assistant manager. Does he have the authority to make these decisions?
Well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to wait another week and I'm going to call up demand to speak to the manager, see if I can get it down to 1 week.
Ah, good work.
Yep.
And so next week, but next week, if you call back next week, it will be 1 week.
Yeah, good point. You're putting facts in the story.
Yeah, toxic masculinity.
This week, Damo.
Yes.
Without the stove, here's what happened.
Okay.
Brewers in agreement with free agent catcher Yasmani Grandal on a 1 year contract. He got $18.5 million for 1 year.
Okay.
Now, he came out today and he was all Colin Kaepernick.
Really?
This one, in a way, because he was power to the people, Damo.
Okay.
Because he was offered 4 years, $40 million from the Mets.
And this was racist, obviously.
And it's not a race thing. It's just he's standing up for the people.
Okay.
And he knocked back a 4 year, $40 million deal to accept a 1 year, $18.5 million deal.
Right.
And so they asked him in an interview today, going, well, why did you knock back the that's more money? You know, do the math, you know, 4 years, 40, better than 1 year, 18. He goes, look, for me, I felt like if I'd be disrespecting the people who had gone through the free agent process before me.
What?
Because I'm worth more than $15 million a year because these three people got 16 and 17.
Right.
So if I took less, that'd be spitting in their face. And I'm like, fuck off, man. Like, no, just no. He has money.
Although he is on the right track of appeasing the Gillettes of the world, Greeno, because he's virtue signaling.
It's all about virtue signaling.
Yeah,
he's doing what's right for the multi.
Even though he's making out like a bandit,
the multi-millionaire catchers. Yeah, he's doing it for them. The strugglers.
The battlers.
They can only get $15 million a year.
The little battlers.
He wasn't going to be offended by the $15 million he was got offered.
That's right. He should be Sportsman of the Year, Greta.
He should be.
Sportswoman of the Year.
Next year, though. Yeah. Next year, because this happened this year.
How long until we get a man as Sportswoman of the Year? A man has already won Miss Universe before.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
That's true equality.
So I want a man to win Sportswoman of the Year.
Yeah, I like it.
Yep. That wouldn't be toxic male behaviour, would it? Beating up a whole bunch of women at their own game?
Nah, not at all.
Being superior to women in the sporting arena? Is that toxic or not?
I retweeted something today. There was an article about because when Serena won yesterday, whatever day it was.
Yes.
And the headline of the article was, you know, Serena Williams beats fellow mum, blah, 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 in Oz Open. And some comedian retweeted it and going, I really enjoyed discussing this victory with fellow dad, blah, blah, blah. Well done, sir. Forget who it was. But it was definitely worth, if I could remember their name,
nice, I'd give it a nice
go. Brian Dozier signed a one-year deal, $9 million with the Washington Nationals.
Mm-hmm.
The A's finally signed someone, one-year deal with Chris Davis for $16.5 million.
Oh, there you go.
That's the highest ever free agent contract they've ever paid.
God, it must have near killed them.
Jesse Chavez at $12.5 million was the previous highest.
Okay.
DJ LeMahieu, 2 years, $24 million with the Yankees. The Dodgers got Russell Martin in a trade. Mm. Jed Lowry agreed to a contract with the Mets for 2 years, $20 million. And Derek Holland signed with the Giants for 1 year, $7 million.
Beautiful.
That's MLB.
Now, crazy Uncle Jerry DePoto.
It's been a week, man.
It's been a week.
Well, he's already done 48 trades and signings. What could he possibly do?
Another 48.
Only two this week.
Only two,
but that's still more like, once again, true. Rest of the league, 7.
Well, he's obviously focusing on Unity Day, Greeno.
Well, it's getting close.
Yep.
Getting close. Did you see Eden doing the promo?
I did. Eden Gahar. He said he came out and he said he hated being famous. That's good. That's why we got him on board for Unity Day.
He's going to use that. He's going to use that as motivation.
That's right.
To be the greatest host of Unity Day ever.
Ever.
Because
you're not going to get famous doing Unity Day.
Exactly. No, it's not about fame. This is about bringing the people together, Damon.
Bringing the people together.
Tim Beckham signed for 1 year.
This is about fighting against toxic masculinity in many respects.
Well, no, we're not going to bring masculinity into it because that's going to divide opposed to unite.
Ah, okay, cool. So everybody wears a chastity belt on the way in before they pick up their robotic AI dildo.
Yeah, I was going to say, how's that going to feed in with the AI dildo?
Well, we don't want you sampling your dildo at Unity Day. You have to do that shit at home.
Nah, man. I think there's got to be like pill testing. I think you need the AI dildo testing.
Okay, you can practice. So
there's a booth for the AI dildo testing.
Before, okay. So, and what if, so are you allowed to sample a range of dildos at that point? Or because we can't.
No.
We'll have test dildos, like the perfume at
the
shop.
Like the perfume at the shop.
Yep.
Maybe you got to bring your dildo yourself.
No, you purchase the dildo at the front
store.
Counter.
Yeah. As you walk
so
in.
So what we'll have is like four or five, promo dildos.
Promo dildos.
That people can use and then decide which one that they want.
Fair call.
We will have a young boy hired just to wash them off after each use.
Yeah.
Just a rinse, a quick rinse.
What do you reckon? I reckon if we get like a pubescent boy.
Yes.
Dream job.
Dream job, you think?
Dream job for that kid.
What, washing dildos?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think so.
I'm not sure that necessarily would have. I don't think that would have been my dream when I was a pubescent boy.
Yeah, no. I think. No. Use dildos, 13-year-old boy.
Yeah, no. Don't think that would do it for
We've lost track.
I think that's toxic male behaviour, by the way.
This hard finish is not looking good. Yes.
That's toxic male behaviour.
Crazy Uncle Jerry, he signed Tim Beckham on a 1-year deal and Corey Guerin on a 1-year deal.
Okay.
Earth Report time, Damo.
Earth Report.
Or do we want to go to an ad and come back?
No, we'll do the Earth Report first.
All right, Earth Report, then we'll come back.
Okay, let's do it. Have you got the...
I might have played the sound effect.
You've got to play the sound effect. Here we go.
Fire! Wind! Water!
Hot! Go planet!
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
All right, Bruno. Italian shrinkage. They're designed to make cooking easier, but it seems that non-stick frying pans may have a bizarre effect on penises, Greeno. I don't think BE from the UK, who's now the Earth Reporter, I don't think he was aware of our new stance on toxic masculinity.
No, obviously
sending
not.
Through this story.
Chauvinist.
That's right. A new study has found that chemicals found in non-stick frying pans are making men's penises smaller.
All right, if I can pause.
I absolutely back this up 100%.
Now, in what way are they making this more? Are we talking if you cook food in a non-stick frying, does that then have a side effect or small penis?
That's right.
Or option two, Stefan, this might be this week's Twitter poll.
Yes.
Option one, if you eat food off a non-stick frying pan,
option two, if you have sex with the frying pan.
Have you put your dick in a frying pan?
On the frying pan, yeah.
Does that then make it smaller?
Yes, apply a small amount
of heat. Or three is if you put your dick between two non-stick frying pans... Does that make it smaller?
And does it make it more slippery?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep.
Is it like a lubricant?
That's true. Yeah.
I can see the advantage if you could coach your
penis in Teflon, Greeno, would you do it?
Permanent lubricant, maybe. If you think about it, let's say you're in the boudoir, right? And you want to kind of you're fresh out of lube.
Mm.
And you're looking around the house going, what do we got? We've got the WD-40.
Axle grease.
We've got axle grease.
Yep.
Or we've got the Teflon pan. I can just whack around the member.
Yep.
Like a sausage in a pan.
Sausage in a pan.
Which way are you going? You're probably going to go the Teflon coat, aren't you?
I think so.
Yeah.
I think so.
Sorry, continue.
The chemicals called perfluoroalkyl.
PFCs.
PFCs are found in a number of everyday items, including non-stick coat on cookware and fast food packaging. So they're getting you double up.
Mm.
So if you eat too much fast food, the shit that makes your dick smaller is in the fast food packaging.
Yeah.
You think, I've got to stop this because my dick is shrinking from eating all of these Big Macs. I'll start cooking my own shit.
Mm.
They get you with the non-stick fry pan as well.
Now, is this just a comparative thing, right?
Mm.
Because if you're stuffing a lot of fat food in your gut, your belly's getting bigger and your dick looks smaller in comparison.
That's right.
Is this just an optical illusion?
Maybe.
And the dick's the same size, but the belly's getting bigger.
Maybe you're cooking way too much bacon in your non-stick fry pan.
Yeah. I think we're onto something here.
However, researchers from Italy's University of Padua have found that PFCs may harm hormone signaling, leading to significantly smaller penises and less mobile sperm.
There you go.
There you go. Ding dong, licker, Greeno. A man who spent 3 hours licking a doorbell as a family slept inside their home has been charged with prowling and theft.
I think BE sent a picture for this one.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I can't put the picture up, though.
All right.
Roberto Daniel Arroyo, 33, was pictured taking part in the bizarre act on the home CCTV in Salinas, California on Saturday morning.
Mm-hmm.
The clear footage shows the man leaning his head against the intercom outside their front door and licking the doorbell from several different angles. Do you know what this reminds me of? Do you remember Happy Gilmore?
You were thinking that one?
I want to kiss you all over.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And over again. And he's licking the intercom. Like,
yep.
That's the exact same thing.
It is. I was also thinking, the snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Cockeye, Greeno. A woman has suffered chemical injuries after she was mistakenly prescribed erectile dysfunction cream for a dry eye, according to a report. So she had a stiff vision, stiff view of the world, Greeno.
Yep.
The unnamed patient from Glasgow was treated in A&E after she used Vitaros instead of Vita POS to treat her problem. See, that's a problem.
It's a bit too close.
I once brushed my teeth with moisturizer.
Really?
Yeah, by accident. Because, you know, some of those moisturizers come in those little squeezy tubes.
Squeezy tubes, yeah.
You know, so it was late. I didn't want to turn the light on. I've just grabbed for the tube. I'm like, yep. That you'll be pleased to know, though, my teeth were nice and young.
Yep.
The following day.
Supple.
Yeah, teeth. They looked incredibly young. No wrinkles on my teeth.
Yep.
She was given antibiotics, lubricants, and steroids after she suffered blurred vision and lid swelling as a result of using the wrong cream. So it did make her eyes stiff. There you go.
Hello, everybody. This is Chris McDonald. I want to take this opportunity to invite you to listen to our Mac Files broadcast every Monday through Friday night from 9:30 to 10:30, right here on Periscope, YouTube, and Facebook Live. We always have a wide variety of guests that talk about faith, make America great again, the nation, President Trump. We deal with a lot of law enforcement issues, a lot of immigration issues, and issues that are very relevant to the time that we live in. Friday nights, 11:30, the one and only James R. joins us for Pirate Radio, one of the liveliest shows late night that you'll ever have. And then Sunday nights, we have Pastor Ronnie Mitchum join us at 8:30 p.m. for our Sunday night faith chat. And be there. We're looking for you. Join us each week. Come.
Welcome to The Starting Block. Follow on Twitter at The Starting Block. Drop the K at the end. Find the podcast on iTunes or on TAVshow.com.
Yep, back on the block, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls.
Welcome
on the,
back.
On the home stretch.
On the home finish. Stretch. Hard finish, Greener.
Genuine American football.
Genuine American football.
Who would have thought the Patriots won yet another playoff game?
Did they really?
Yeah, they
what
went
a surprise.
In. Went in as underdogs, managed to get the victory against.
I told you after the Super Bowl last year that you watch, they'll come back and win it next year.
Yeah, and you can't ever write them out. Like as soon as you go, oh, they're over the hill. They've been saying that for 5 years.
They're the Spurs of NFL.
Yeah, very much so. Unbelievable. Yeah. And then who else won? Oh, you had the Saints win. Yeah.
How old's Brady now? Like 38?
Yeah. Oh, maybe 40, wouldn't he?
40?
I think him and Drew Brees are about the same age.
The GOAT.
Yeah, there or thereabouts.
The GOAT.
Yeah, Saints got the victory. You also had the, who else? The Rams beat Dallas.
Yep.
And I forget who won the other game.
Okay.
Kansas City. That Patrick Mahomes, man.
By the way, did get in touch during the commercial break, Greeno. The good people of Gillette have got in touch with us. NFL football, despite its... its recent turn towards embracing social justice movements, mm-hmm. it's still determined as toxic masculinity.
Chauvinist and sexist.
So Patrick Mahomes, I've heard a lot about this kid. I haven't watched much NFL. It's like it gets playoff season. I'm
if you have to wear a helmet and padding and smash into other men, that is very rough, toxic male behavior, Green.
Misogynist and
football would be a much better sport, like a much more inclusive sport, I think, if we just got rid of the padding, got rid of the helmets, and got rid of the physical contact.
Get rid of the contact. Yep. That'd be tip number one.
Tip number one.
Tip number one.
And the fact that they're competing for points, I think that generally promotes competition. We don't want competition because that leads to aggressive male behavior.
So just no scores.
No scores.
Like you can score touchdowns, but you don't record it. Like under seven.
No. We don't. You score touchdowns, but it has to be taken like one team gets a touchdown and then the next team gets to have a touchdown.
So everyone gets a touchdown.
Everybody gets to score a touchdown.
It's a much friendlier sport that way.
Yeah.
It's
a real sport, Greeno, because it promotes inclusion.
Yeah.
And it denigrates toxic male behavior. And that's really what it's all about.
The key. That's what you want in sport.
Exactly.
I was talking about Patrick Mahomes. I heard a lot about
and
this.
And everybody's clean shaven, no beards.
You don't need beards.
No beards.
Got to be clean shaven.
Yeah.
He's good.
Who?
This kid, Patrick, the guy I've been trying to talk about for 6 minutes while you're fucking crapping on about this toxic masculinity bullshit. Save that for your own show.
Hey, don't be aggressive. This you're displaying some toxic male behaviors right now.
Aggression.
I'm a scat man.
NBA stat man.
What do you got?
I don't know if you saw today's game.
No.
Warriors v the Denver Nuggets.
How are Houston doing?
No idea. That involved me looking something up.
Okay, that's terrible.
Doing some research.
All right.
Unless it's a stat man, don't care. Not interested. First quarter, he was the score. First quarter. Warriors 51.
What?
Nuggets 38.
Wow.
That's the highest first scoring quarter in NBA history.
That's incredible.
Unbelievable.
51 points.
51 points. Ended up scoring 145, I think, for the whole game. And that's against a team. So Denver, you go, oh, well, they're just obviously beating up on a crap team.
No, Denver's good.
Denver's 29 and 13 this year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Think about it. Denver scored 38 points in the first quarter themselves. They were on pace to score almost 160
points. So obviously no one, you know that chant that you hear at the basketball, defense. There was no defense.
It was like an all-star game.
The guy in the booth forgot to play that track. Dun, dun.
I watched. I saw a clip of the final 10 seconds of the first quarter.
Yep.
9 points were scored in 10 seconds. Seriously. It was fantastic. Ridiculous. How are we ahead of time? This is off-putting. I don't like it.
That's all right. We'll finish early. It's a hard finish.
It's a definite hard finish.
Hey, it's court dates.
It is court dates because it's been. It's NRL off-season.
NRL off-season. Rugby league. Local rugby league.
And boy. Yeah. Boy, has it been a week that keeps on giving.
Yeah.
So we'll get the court days out of the way, then we'll talk about the sex tapes.
Okay.
NRL Knights.
Which may lead to more court dates.
Maybe. NRL Knights, NRL player Tautau Moga charged with common assault after a...
What's common assault? Is that the kind of assault that everybody just engages in on a daily basis thanks to toxic masculinity?
It's more the...
There you go.
I think it's just, I think it's non... I don't know what it is. We'll have to Google it.
Common assault. I mean, it doesn't... It puts the victim of the assault in a particularly, you know, unwanted position because it's like saying, well, your assault, there's nothing special about it.
Yeah.
It's common assault. Everybody experiences this kind of assault at some point or another. I'm surprised it's even a crime.
Yeah, exactly.
If it's common, it's so common.
Everyone's doing it.
Every day.
Yeah.
It's like, you're not a special victim here.
Yeah.
You know, just because you got commonly assaulted, who hasn't been?
That's it. It's everyone. Be inclusive with your assault.
That's right.
This also was released when it was also announced that Mitchell Pearce, earlier in the month was involved in a punch up at a friend's wedding.
That's not like Mitchell.
No, not at all.
It's not like
Remember after he was caught assaulting...
He's given up the booze.
Assaulting the women. He went to the, you know, the Thai rehab facility.
That's right.
You know, public image 101.
Yes.
Oh, he's back.
Puppies and babies.
He's fine, puppies and babies.
Yep.
Now it turns out he's punching people at weddings. So that was... that's what happened in Newcastle. Big week for the Novocastrians.
Big week for the Novocastrians.
But all the issues this week in the NRL have been about the Dylan Napa sex tapes.
Dylan Napa sex tapes.
And alleged extortion attempts.
Oh, really? So someone... He was trying to extort or someone was trying to
Someone's trying
him.
To extort him. So first and foremost, these videos are from a couple of years ago, right?
Yes.
Lo and behold, Dylan Napa leaves the Roosters.
Yes.
And suddenly these videos make their way into public domain.
I see.
Interesting. Coincidence? Yes. Maybe.
I think not.
So what happened is that last Friday, a video was released and it was him and a lady.
A lady friend.
Enjoying each other's company. Now, I haven't seen any of the videos, but from a discussion with people who have, it's not a hard cam.
Okay. What is it then?
So someone is in the room filming.
Someone else. There's a third person
there.
He's got a crew, Greedo.
Playing cinematographer.
Stage production.
So that was video number one.
Okay.
So then after a couple more days, a second video was released.
Yes.
And it was a bit, not that it was worse, but it was just kind of like, what's going on here?
Did you watch it?
No, I haven't watched any of these videos. Okay. This is just secondhand discussion of what's in the video.
Shouldn't you watch the videos before, so you can speak, you know, intelligently on the subject?
Not interested in seeing.
Would that be toxic male behaviour?
I don't see no footy player, you know,
ding
footy
dong.
Player dick ding. Yeah, exactly. Not interested. He might be involved with, you know, hot pans and whatnot. Yeah. So apparently the second video was a bit more weird because it involved another footy player. Shadow boxer. And then the camera going from the other footy player shadow boxing to Dylan Napa indulging himself. Whilst his mate shadow boxing.
Really?
Now, we've been friends for a lot of years.
Yeah.
And we've had some nice, well, we've had a lot of booze, right?
A lot of booze. Yeah.
At any point, I don't think it's crossed our minds.
Well, to be honest.
Number one, firstly, mate. Get up and shadow box.
Shadow box.
While I sit here and whack off. and three, let's film it.
Well, I tell you what, though, back in our younger days, Greeno, when you were a very, very skinny and scrawny little man, the thought never crossed my mind. Now, these days that you're cut and
with
buff.
With a fat neck.
With a fat neck. Yeah. You know what? Maybe I could be talked into it.
Maybe.
Maybe I could be talked into it.
Staying away.
I'd be lying if I said that the thought hadn't crossed my mind before. But we are trying to not promote toxic masculinity behavior.
Apparently a third video is
that would be released. The ultimate toxic masculinity, masturbating over somebody doing toxic masculinity,
doing toxic
things
masculinity.
Like shadow boxing.
Yeah, that's it.
Aggressive. Was the shadow boxer topless?
Should have been.
You've got to see the muscles rippling.
So the rumors going around is, everyone's like, well, hang on, why hasn't he gone to the cops about this? Because it's, a bit dodgy.
It's a blackmail attempt, yeah.
The whispers are.
The rumor is.
That.
The word around the campfire, Greeno.
The person who's releasing it has, asked for money to not release because there's a series of videos. And they get worse and worse. And some of the videos may end his career. So
really?
So who knows what's going on? That's the whispers that, this is far from over. So,
wow.
But I'm like, okay, there's been a lot of dumb shit footy players have done. It never ends their career, short of Joel Monaghan.
Yeah, but that didn't end his career. He just went and played in England.
It ended his NRL career. Yeah, now he's playing in England.
Yeah.
Anything goes over there.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, that's where the Khan went after the bubbler.
That's right.
So,
for those who don't know, Joel Monaghan was the guy who was filmed getting oral sex from a dog.
From a dog at a Mad Monday.
At a party.
Like end of season party.
With other football players.
And then
players.
Filmed it, and then it went, online.
Went viral.
And the Khan is also another footy player who filmed himself pissing in his own mouth.
Pissing into his own mouth.
Literally. A term known as the bubbler.
And so he went away. Then he came back.
No, he hasn't been allowed back yet. He's back in Australia, but they won't let him play NRL anymore.
That's right. So he plays in the country somewhere, doesn't he?
Yeah, he thinks playing bush footy, something like that. So I'm intrigued as to what possibly could be in these videos that might threaten his career.
How bad could it possibly be?
Donkey show. That's my tip.
Can we get Dylan on the roster for Unity Day? I know it's late.
I know it's late. No, we can't. No, there's no unity in that. No shadow boxing jerk off thing happening there. This is a classy thing we're putting on here.
Yeah.
Side note, based on
with the robotic dildos.
Exactly, AI dildos. About Unity Day, we're like, we feel like we're missing someone. We forgot about Balki Baltokomus. How did we forget Balki?
Yes, that's the one we forgot last week.
And Balki's mum.
Yes.
Balki! Let's wrap up the show.
Comment in the chat, Greeno. Yeah. Aussies are weird.
Yeah. No. Don't fucking put footy players in with Aussies. Footy players are a separate species.
A different species altogether.
I spoke to a mate yesterday who's a footy player himself. Mm. And I'm like, I was talking about the video. I'm like, dude, you've been on a lot of footy trips.
Yeah.
Is this the kind of shit that goes on regularly? And
absolutely.
He's like, yeah. Yeah. Just no kind of like trying to. He's like, yeah, that's what happens.
That's pretty much standard.
Shadow boxing and jerking off.
That's what we do.
That's what we do in footy tricks.
How we get down.
All right, let's wrap up this show, Damo, with a.
Is this the long version?
It's the long version.
Ah, okay.
But that's not.
So the goat will be in here.
The goat will be here.
It's delicious.
Well, the goat's in both.
That's not.
Oh, really? There it is.
There's the but that's not rugby league goat. Now, for the people on the scope, the listeners in the moment who don't understand the background of but that's not rugby league.
Yes.
This is where Australian radio, TV
sports,
personalities.
Sports TV hosts.
Sports TV
radio
hosts. In both Sydney and Queensland somehow. During the footy off season, lose their collective minds and shake uneasily because they can't talk about footy.
Yeah.
They have to talk about sports other than footy.
Which puts them, discombobulates them.
Yeah, they don't know how to react. So they find ways to talk about footy even though
there's no footy on. That's right. So they'll be talking about a different sport, but that's not rugby league, is when they mention rugby league in the context of talking about another sport.
Yeah. And I mentioned last week, we brought the segment back because I tuned in and listened to a bit of Jimmy Smith.
Bit of Jimmy.
And we had the 30-second alarm. It only took 30 seconds of
Jimmy
me listening.
Jimmy Smith, host of the Big Sports Breakfast.
Correct. And the inaugural winner of the But That's Not Rugby League trophy.
Was he?
He was,
no,
yeah.
Surely TK.
No. He ended up winning by about 8.
Oh, really?
It was Jimmy all the way.
So he's the defending champ.
He's the defending
from about 5 years ago.
So I had to drive again on Friday. So let's check it out.
Let's see if I can get
some more material.
See what Jimmy's got.
And the first segment of the show was, I thought it's a golf segment.
Okay.
It's
going to be tough to put rugby league in golf.
How are they going to put golf in this? They were interviewing Paul Gow, who's the golf expert. Mm-hmm. And but Jimmy Smith, let's not forget, man, he's a but that's not rugby league genius.
He's a prodigy.
So with all the golf-related things you could talk about with Paul Gallagher, start of the year.
Now, that's right.
Tiger Woods, what's the year going to be like? What are the Aussies looking at? Are we happy with Jason Day's year?
Jason Day.
Who's going to win the majors this year? Early predictions. Standout players for the year to come.
Yep.
This was, and I swear to fucking God, man.
The first question.
The first question that he asked Jimmy Smith. Gowie, I hear Ben Eichen, who's a former rugby league player, has qualified for the Queensland PGA in Toowoomba. What have you heard about this? And they spoke about that for 5 minutes. Then when I thought they're going to finally talk about golf, the next question was about how the Walker brothers, two rugby league players, one of them will be his caddy.
Wow.
Then they talked about how good a golfer one of the Walker brothers are. Here's a side note. This golfer, in inverted commas, Ben Eichen, he doesn't even play off scratch. He's got a 1.5 handicap.
Is that right?
6 minutes of the golf segment. Minutes. The whole thing went for eight.
Yep.
6 minutes was spent talking about the Queensland PGA in Toowoomba.
That nobody's ever going to
no
hear about.
No one's ever heard about. Yep. The fact that a former rugby league player
is playing.
He qualified. He's not even a scratch.
Bravo. Well done.
Before we get to plugs, man, how did we forget?
Don Camaro's lost his mind. Get ready for Don Camaro's Super Mega Sale Bonanza. Total liquidation of all magic and pen supplies. Ducks, box turtles, magic wands, and gorgeous barn assistance.
It's good to have Don on board again for another year. Thanks, Don Camaro, for joining us.
Sweaters, disappearing ink, all at prices too low to mention. Only at Don Camaro's Magic and Pens. That's Don Camaro's Magic and Pens. See you there.
Utterly fantastic.
Let's not forget Don will be at Unity Day. He'll have a stall.
That's right.
Selling the magic and pants.
And Don also stands against toxic masculinity.
He does. Did we forget about the pill testing dude from Spain?
The pill tester from Spain, yes. Yeah. Who's just going to lick or inject or smoke whatever you got.
Yeah, and tell you whether it's any good.
Whether it's any good or
whether
not.
Whether it's safe.
That's right.
He'll let you know.
He'll let you know. If there's any left, you can have it.
But it's going to be it's the ultimate safety net for pill testing because he's already taken it.
That's
so
right.
No ODs at Unity Day.
You can't have any.
Yeah, you're done.
Yeah, he just sits there on a bean bag. We give him a bag of Doritos.
Yeah,
and he's loving life.
He's having a great day.
Yeah.
Plugs. Hard finish.
Greeno, follow Greeno at the starting block. One word, drop the K at the end. Follow me at Boogie Bumper. Periscope, YouTube, stream.me, Greeno. Besides all of that, and the podcast as well, thestartingblock.podbean.com. Besides all of that, exclusive, as always, to TAVshow.com.
That's right. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Thanks for joining us.
We'll always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you.
If I say that your tongue is vicious,
if I call you uncouth,
it's simply that.
Who else but a bosom buddy will sit down and tell you the truth?
Aloha, James R. here. When I'm not in court defending the boys from the starting block against slander charges...
Alleged!
Yes, yes. Alleged. I'm hosting Trust and Verify with Boogie Bumper every Sunday night at 1 a.m. on TAVshow.com. Join us and all your favorite broadcasters there.
TAVshow.com.
You're listening to The Starting Block on TAVshow.com.